Real quickly, it was her in connection with her subjection to the Word of God. It may have seemed uncertain for her, and it may have been a time of uncertainty for Ruth. In verse 1, all she heard was that it may be well with thee. She didn't know what was going to happen. And in verse 4, he will tell thee what thou shalt do. Still didn't know what was going to happen. And verse 11, now my daughter, fear not. I will do to thee what thou requirest. And the last verse in 18, sit still, my daughter, until thou know how the matter will fall. It may be like a pie in the sky, like you said, but it's not. It's a faith in the Lord is more certain than us planning for ourselves. And that's all. It's not uncertain.
Okay, we gotta end, but we want just to be sure that we're on the mountaintop. I want you now just to stop and think a little bit of where you've been with Ruth this week. Remember Lord's Day morning or afternoon when we saw Ruth in those circumstances where her husband died. Remember, again, the long road back in the commitment of this dear woman. And all that she said to Naomi, where thou diest, she ended up saying, I will die. Thy God shall be my God. Now listen again, and these points have been alluded to. Verse 11, and now my daughter, fear not. Now there's a couple of alls here you need to be getting. I will do to thee all that thou requirest. Isn't that wonderful? Not only that, All the city has been looking. We're not aware when people are watching us. That's probably good that we're not aware in one sense of the word. But we should be aware in this way that we're all either a Bible, we're either displaying Christ, or we're displaying that we're Christians and our walk is not with Him what it should be. All the city of my people doth know thou art a virtuous woman. If there's ever an idea in somebody's mind that something was going on here that was wrong or immoral, put it far from your mind. This was a wonderful scene that has been set before us of a godly woman following the scriptures, of a godly man following the scriptures, and God bringing them both together. I think what a wonderful story for us to have before us. On the one side, to see our relationship with Christ. On the other side, on the practical side, in my life here, in my journey, that I'm not left alone, but that I can trust the one that Ruth trusted with every step of my life. I'll have an announcement or two after we have a hymn and we pray.